Let me get recording going here.
I would say it's fine.
Okay, so they got recording going. If folks can let me know where to post this later, I'll get it posted as well. I've edited the API subcommittee doc. I think it's a Word doc inside a Google page. And we'll add some minutes out of there. We'll go from that. Okay. Where do we start?
I think it's straightforward. Were you okay? Intel collectively, you and Corral and anyone else you guys have talked to go ahead. These guys have Stephen and Pramod said they could add a couple of pages to their presentation that show that what they're doing with x86 servers. And specifically, they have some bare metal lab, they call it, which already has several x86 boxes in it. So they would do that. And they could also add a couple of web pages along with presentation. And that sounded good to me. I told them on Friday, I said, yeah, that's pretty good. That left the remaining issue being this naming potential problem. The Cortex Hub, and that's kind of up to you. If you're still not happy with it, then I have some suggestions, and there's probably compromise that can be reached. If you're okay with it, then basically we just move forward, and that's the end of it.
So just so I keep minutes accurate here, and maybe what I'll do is I'll share as I type here. Give me a second to, and then folks can tell me what I'm capturing that's accurate or not. So just on the, so on the pages thing, this was on web pages?
Both presentation, they have INQ has their PDF.
Okay.
Presentation, I think we all look through that. They have like the Film Hub and Bare Metal Lab, and then they had the ARM Lab, of course, and they had no mention. There wasn't any real breakdown of what servers they had, but there was specifically no mention of x86. So they said they would put a picture and a description there, page or two, talking more, I think, more about their Bare Metal Lab, which had the x86 servers. And they would also update their website, which is the CortexHub.Africa, I believe. So that still means the landing page would be, I think, the CortexHub.Africa. And according to our technical community doc, we said we would prefer .org. So that might be one minor issue. It doesn't seem to be a requirement, as long as they're a nonprofit. And then also the fact that they're using this Cortex as a name.
Yeah, so their current one, I think I found this. I just need to, my laptop.
That website seems relatively new to me. They even had indicated that they had come up with the name like 10 years back and had been using it. And I'm sure that's right. But that particular website is the domain name, the CortexHub.Africa, was created in 2020. So it's kind of new and seems like there might be some flexibility there on their part. They had to have a different landing page.
Yeah, I guess what I don't know is how wedded they as an organization are to it. And I'll give two views. The first view is I'm hesitant to tell them, hey, just to come work with us, rebrand your whole page and effort, because I think they have some traction. They have traction with their sponsors and other folks as, you know, the Cortex Hub. So I get that. What I think is problematic is if our Lincoln goes to their homepage, and respectfully, their homepage is blasting very proudly, hey, come look at our ARM lab. And again, that's great, but it's not presenting a neutral face to folks coming to look at their lab. It's preventing, it's presenting something that's,
right,
you know, focused in one direction.
And
I don't know how to fix that. You know, is there a way to go have a, you know, a Crano project engagement with the Cortex Hub landing page? That's, you know, the Cortex Hub that Africa / Crano or something. And everything we do points there. And that has a new front on it that is representing kind of the Crano charter and our ethos on things.
Sure. That's one possibility.
Right.
Another possibility is a separate landing page, something like the edgehub.org.
Okay.
I went ahead and purchased that domain name just in case it would become useful. And that would be a .org, actually. So that's another option. I don't think they have to go very deep. I think that the main concern here is just exactly as you said, when they launch there, anywhere from a Crano's main, crano.org, then they, what they see should look like it's broad and inclusive. And after that, if people start clicking on ARM then or whatever, then go down their own path.
Yeah, exactly right.
So which of those two do you like, Jim? Or give them a choice?
I'm trying to keep up with minutes and what you're saying here. Tell me again about the other page. You mentioned some other Edge page instead. Sorry, what was that?
The edgehub.org. Thedge hub, hub.org. And I followed the convention that they're already using. Like they have the Film Lab, they have the Cortex Hub. Everything starts with the.
I guess I'd say I'll look for input from other folks, but it's really, what is it, just five, six of us on here? One, two, three, four, five, I guess five of us on here. So talk a little bit more, Jeff, I guess your thoughts on if we had, you know, the edgehub.org as a landing page, is that a landing page just for this particular venture or a landing page? Because I don't think it's a landing page that then says, hey, choose your location, Africa, China, Europe, South America, whatever, off of which all the Crano geo communities would be, right? It's more specific to this one.
Yeah, it's more specific. It's Africa.
Yeah, okay, so okay.
If they landed there, it should talk, that should be, it should be about a crate, at least at first, everything that you initially see, maybe there's mm-hmm. some stuff down below or other pages, but everything you initially see ought to be talking about a Crano.
Okay.
I mean, they might end up engaging with other yep. open source yep. communities yep. And they might start adding those too, but initially it would be about a Crano and whatever cool projects are going on that they're involved with and mention ARM, mention x86,
yep.
any other yep. hardware that they're actually working with. I personally think it would be a fun page to write, but.
Yeah, my only worry, so once you click off that page, it sends you back into the depths of the Cortex Hub page, right?
I would think that yes, they could, why not have a Cortex Hub link somewhere on there, yep. An ARM lab link, an x86 lab link. You know, people could start exploring, but I would think it's a good idea either to do it that way or like you said, cortexhub.africa/Crano, where the emphasis is on the initial emphasis and headlines sort of like updates and news and what's going on. That should be all a Crano.
Yeah, I guess I'm interested to hear thoughts from Tina Oleg and Corral as well. For me, it feels a little more direct and natural to have it within the Cortex Hub Africa, you know, slash a Crano, for example, and say, hey, that becomes a landing page. Build that out to, you know, represent and follow the ethos that a Crano and LF Edge drives across our communities, right? Kind of equality, full neutrality, et cetera. And then from there, go provide the links you talked about, you know, ARM Lab, Bare Metal Lab, what have you, and whatever else content-wise you want to put on the core Crano page. You can have links back to a Crano and blueprints and whatever else is appropriate. You know, Oleg, Karel, Tina, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the, you know, with the context here, but you know, what you just said makes sense. It's basically, you know, just a Crano look and feel, right? But then, you know, it branches out to whatever they want to represent in that community.
Right. Yeah, the challenge, if you click on the link I put in the chat for the Cortex Hub Africa, this is sort of front and center of how do we connect into this project when they have things like, you know, their front page says our programs, Digital Skills Hub and ARM Ecosystem Lab. So they're clearly very proud of what they built there, and that's wonderful. But it's, you know, it at least gives a first impression that's disproportional in an ARM direction. And in the conversations that Jeff and others have dug into, and I couldn't join the conversation with INQ, my understanding is, hey, they also have this Bare Metal Lab because they have several different labs, right? If you scroll down and through, they have a fiber optic lab. Yeah. And you know, yes. All these other things, right? They have a Bare Metal Lab, and exactly. I'm told that in this exactly. Bare Metal Lab, they have racks of x86 servers, right? So that shows, hey, we do have multiple architecture support in our place, but how do you ensure right. that when presented in the context of collaborations with the Crano, it's looking at a minimum architecturally neutral?
Right. Yeah, and they have kind of a broad coverage. Besides fiber optic, they also have a film lab. So film yep. is in
it. And they have some auto lab, I think, as well, right?
Yeah.
An automotive lab.
Say completely unrelated. Maybe there's some computer vision or something there, but it's
definitely. Yeah, you never know, right?
Not,
never know.
It's not, so. Not the headliner for Crano, right?
Yeah. But we wouldn't ask them to change this whole website, right?
Well, that's actually what, you know, it's a potential ask for me. I don't feel comfortable asking them to do that. I'm impressed by the progress they made. I'm impressed by the multiple labs. If you scroll through, I think somewhere they have like, you know, sponsors, or they have cohorts of startups on the bottom. I thought, yeah, they have partners in here as well, right? And if I'm one of their partners, I'm not looking for them to redo their page for collaboration with some edge open source project. So I think, for me, that feels like we'd be overstepping our bounds on what's a reasonable ask. And that's why I think creating a Cortex Hub.Africa / a Crano landing page and then all of our work pointing to it as, hey, this is where you start.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right?
Yeah. Karel, any thoughts from you or Tina?
No, I agree with that idea. I think that's a smart move.
You don't know if you're in a spot where you can comment now or not, but. Okay. Should we call that a conclusion by this team, recommendation to build out that page?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was double-booked. What was the conclusion?
To suggest to the Cortex Hub to build out a landing page for our collaborative work here. That's, you know, just a suggestion, right? The Cortex Hub Africa / a Crano.
Okay, thank you.
That sounds really good to me.
I'm just, I don't know if you guys can all see the screen. I'm just trying to type up a recommendation here. Create a landing page for the Crano Cortex Hub. I'll call it community work, or maybe I'll call it Africa.
Regional,
that's good. Yep. Regional work that is hosted at Cortex Hub Africa / Crano. The site should reflect the neutrality of a Crano Active, act as the, I'll call it centralized. Does that make sense as written? The site should reflect the neutrality of a Crano and LF Edge, act as a centralized landing page for all of the joint work, and have links both off to the appropriate Cortex Hub pages as well as the right of Crano pages.
Yeah, I would mention something about the hardware too. About show the diversity of hardware support, including x86 yep. and ARM.
How about that? The page should reflect the diversity of hardware available in the regional lab, including both ARM and x86 platforms. Okay. Any other points or elements we're missing or haven't discussed?
I think we should also add something about the, that takes care of the web.
And okay.
Modifying their PDF presentation might be a good mention. Add one or two pages. Stephen had said on last Friday, adding a couple pages to it. So
is that the Cortex Hub presentation? Because I don't fully understand the INQ relationship here. So help me with the specifics of that.
I believe it's the INQ, INQ presentation, because those are the guys that are responsible for implementing. At least my understanding from Stephen is that INQ is responsible for actually implementing and managing the operation.
Okay. What modification do we have them to include? Just discussion
add
on
a couple of I think the way Stephen described it was a couple of pages in the presentation that highlighted the bare metal, gave more like breakout, more information on the breakout on the bare metal lab, and showed the x86 ARM hardware that they have.
Does that cover it? Modify the INQ presentation. That is an overview of the Cortex Hub. Modification should include highlighting the ARM ecosystem lab and the bare metal lab, showcasing the ARM and x86 hardware in these labs.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent.
Okay. Any other thoughts or comments from folks?
Looks good.
Dino, what do you think?
Is there a requirement for them
to be on the TSC, or is that?
I mean, have like a TSC member?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I think that's a broader Crano call, right? His what's been used for the other community labs that we've set up. I don't know what the answer is there. Okay. Are we good to go here then?
Yes, I think so.
Same here.
Thank you, guys.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I will, any suggestions as to where I post this recording when I stop this?
That is a good question. Maybe ask Kendall, because I'm a little confused on where those recordings end up myself.
Yeah, I'll follow up with Kendall then on that. What I'll do is I'll do a reply all to the calendar invite, include your Google Docs link that you included before, give a little summary in there. Maybe I'll even just paste in the minutes here because it's short enough. And then tell them a recording of the session is forthcoming. We'll go from there. Okay, excellent. Folks, I really appreciate your help and timeliness on this, and we'll move forward. Thanks all.
Thank you, Jim. It was excellent. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.